Silky Carlo, the fundamental issue is we can't trust people to do the right thing.
I think we have to trust people to do the right thing. And as your correspondent said, that is the only way that we can meet the crisis that now faces us. We need to have a public health response, not build a police state, God forbid, not have military rule. Let's bear in mind that there has already been an enormous expansion of state powers over the last few months. We've got the Coronavirus Act, which has the most extreme state powers in modern legal history. We're now campaigning for it to be repealed, whereby anyone actually...
Before the end of the pandemic, you want it to be repealed?
Though the Act absolutely should be repealed, and I'll explain why. It's been used unlawfully every single time that it has been used to attempt to detain someone. So there's over 120 unlawful prosecutions. So it's these kinds of really bullish, big, excessive police powers that unfortunately always are abused.
Before I go back to Nina, just focus, Silky, for me on this issue where the government's test and trace rings up a person and they say on Tuesday night you were in a pub for 3 hours and there were two other people there with COVID and we need to ask you now to stay at home. Is the other person within their rights to say, no, I'm sorry, I've got better things to do?
People have to make their own decisions and they have to be informed decisions and they have to trust that authorities are giving them the right information and also the ability to do the right thing. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, there are lots of financial strains on people right now. If people are worrying about how they're going to feed their families, how they're going to pay their mortgage or pay their rent, then for a lot of people, staying off work is going to be very difficult.
Okay, Nina, can you help us there?
Well, the thing is, you know, I understand, and it's a terrible situation. You have to choose between earning money and putting food on the table and the greater good. But you know, we have to get to grips with this. It is that there is a civic responsibility that just seems to be absent. And because of the government's lamentable handling of this whole thing, nobody quite knows. And so nobody feels we should, you know, when there are hard and fast rules, people know what's required of them.
But hang on, hard and fast doesn't work with the discretion issues. So the example, Nina, where someone says, well, it looks like you were in the same restaurant and you say, well, I only popped in for 10 minutes, for goodness sake. I've got an important meeting next week. I'm not staying at home for that.
I'm afraid that's too bad.
Really?
That is modern life. That is our current situation. We have got to get to grips with it. We can't say, oh, well, you know, you can't be a little bit pregnant. You have got to be absolutely hard and fast on this.
It may be, Silky, a time when, although, you know, lots of people support Big Brother Watch, this is not the moment to worry about the state because the state has to get stuck in here in a big way.
It does, and this is precisely the moment to worry about civil liberties because we have to have public trust in authorities in order to have a successful public health management response of this situation. The situation we're now in is completely unprecedented. We're talking on the radio about having the military knocking on people's doors. We've got the most extraordinary state powers we've ever had in our history.
Not just us, though. But if you look at countries around the world, they're all dealing with the same thing. So it's not as if Britain has suddenly gone mad. There is that context.
Well, and Jeremy,
time will tell, but you've pointed to an example where military rule is being used. You could also point to Sweden, where there is better public education and people are taking it on their own accord to do the right things. There are lots of ways of meeting this challenge.
All right. Thank you, Nina and Silky Carlo, who's the director of Big Brother Watch.